A summertime exhibition at the Philadelphia Museum of Art celebrates how great artists of the early 20th century depicted the ultimate getaway. On this week's News and Views, we consider visions of Arcadia. Three billboard-sized masterpieces by Cézanne, Gauguin, and Matisse speak to one another in artistic terms in a central gallery. Exhibition curator Joe Rischel always wanted to pair Cézanne's 1906 work, The Large Bathers, which depicts around a dozen nudes, lakeside, with Matisse's 1917 work, Bathers by a River.
Which was the most ambitious, and he said, point blank, his most radical picture.
The Matisse shows four faceless figures and a snake slithering up from the bottom of the picture. Joining these two is Gauguin's 1898 painting from Tahiti called Where Do We Come From? What Are We? Where Are We Going? A colorful montage of scantily clothed figures among small animals, a baby, and a statue of a god set against a scenic backdrop of vines, lake, and mountain.
This is the most ambitious, biggest thing he ever does. He wants to knock him dead. He wants to be the Tolstoy of the arts.
Three monumental works, Cézanne's more than 8 feet across, Gauguin's over 12 feet wide, Matisse's over 13 feet tall, all by artists known for challenging conventions, says museum director Timothy Rubb.
The remarkable thing is that these artists who were determined to change everything were also determined in some ways to measure themselves against the greatest accomplishments of the past.
On the next News and Views, the idea of Arcadia from the ancient poet Virgil through the centuries. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.
Cézanne, Matisse, and Gauguin headline a summer exhibition at the Philadelphia Museum of Art. On this week's News and Views, we consider how these and other artists were inspired by an ancient utopian idea of a place called Arcadia. Depicting figures in the landscape was a theme in French painting that went back to 17th century painter Nicolas Poussin, says Philadelphia Museum of Art director Timothy Rubb.
And through Poussin to Virgil and Virgil's eclogues and the whole idea of Arcadia, this land of eternal sunshine and where people lived in harmony with nature, an idea of a golden age.
Although Arcadia was in fact a part of Greece, it became a universal subject for generations of artists, says Emily Schreiner, the museum's manager of family and children's programs.
The poet Virgil was talking about that place and then also using it metaphorically to describe this idea of a utopian place, but where real life stands at the door. And that's why throughout the exhibition you'll see these just gorgeous, gorgeous scenes, but tinged with this little bit of sadness.
Over the years, the idea of Arcadia, says curator Joe Rischel, was useful politically.
This goes back to Poussin and how France in particular wants to see itself in the most public way. It's everything every political state, every individual, every religion is trying to establish, is a sense of security, pleasure, harmony, longevity.
The Central Gallery displays images that depict Arcadia in different yet evolving ways. On the next News and Views, Arcadia in the Modern World. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.
In 37 BC, the poet Virgil described a place called Arcadia, where humans and other creatures lived in harmony with nature. On this week's News and Views, we look at how the idea became a subject for artists. 19th century poet Stephen Mallarmé also rhapsodized on the subject, says Philadelphia Museum of Art curator Joe Rischel.
Often called the new Virgil, probably his most famous poem is Afternoon of a Faun, which Debussy sets to music.
19th century French artists created landscapes populated with human figures, clothed and unclothed, drinking wine, playing with babies, and listening to music. Around the turn of the 20th century, Cézanne, Gauguin, and Matisse each did large paintings on the subject. Other artists searched for their own version of Arcadia, placing figures along the coasts of France, the mountains of Spain, the woodlands of Germany, countryside scenes of Russia, and even city canyons, as in Robert Delaunay's cubist work, The City of Paris. Each artist, no matter how radical, working in his own style, in his own medium, in his own time, interpreting Arcadia.
It's a thing of everybody's invention. It's Brigadoon, it's Shangri-La, it is Nirvana.
No matter how technologically advanced the world can seem, there's a time and place when we ordinary humans, like the great poets and artists, yearn for a simpler, more harmonious existence, our own Arcadia. Philadelphia Museum of Art director Timothy Rubb.
To see that this very idea has been important to humankind and been the basis of great poetry, great art, is a very important thing.
Gauguin, Cézanne, and Matisse, Visions of Arcadia, is at the Philadelphia Museum of Art through September 3rd. You can hear this entire three-part series online at WRTI.org. I'm Susan Lewis, WRTI News.